This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. There's nothing better at the beginning of your day than to take some time with God, listen to Him, build your life around what He is saying to you about your life. And so often, what God puts into these morning times together just speaks to us right at the point that we need it. And that's the work of God's Holy Spirit, taking His truth and making it personal to you. So right now, I hope in your heart, you're just saying to God, okay, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me? And I know He wants to speak to you because our topic this week is how to relate to God. And both you and God want a good relationship with Him. So here are the steps to a good relationship with God. On Monday, we said the number one step is to respect Him for who He is. He is God. He is the supreme being. He is the source of everything. He created the universe. He holds life and death in His hands. He's the judge of every person and will stand before Him one day. Respect God for who He is. But second, receive His grace. And that's what we looked at yesterday. God knows that you cannot shape up your life to be acceptable to Him, and He doesn't expect you to. What He wants to do is come into your life and remake it. And He has made the way for you to be right with Him. The way is not for you to pull up your socks and make your life better so you're acceptable to God. No, God wants to take you as you are and give you His grace. That's why Jesus died on the cross, to make a way for you to be right with God that does not depend on what you do, but on what He has already done for you. Receive His grace. The third step in a good relationship with God that we're looking at today is respond to His initiatives in your life. Respond to God and His initiatives in your life. I want to read just a few verses out of the story of Samuel in the Old Testament. When Samuel was just a little boy, he went to live at the temple, and he was kind of an understudy for the priest Eli. And as he was there as a little boy, he was asleep one night. And it tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2, at that time Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Eli said, "I didn't call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel!" And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He said, "I didn't call, my son. Lie down again." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again a third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Okay, go lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel!" And Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." And God went on to begin interacting with Samuel. And this is so important. There are times in your life when you may be far from God or you don't know God at all in your life, and you become aware God is reaching out to you, often through a Christian that you know or someone who's walking with God much more closely than you. Or you open the Bible or even listening in the morning here to our morning time in the Word. And you know God is reaching out to you personally, speaking to you. If you want a good relationship with God, do not ever ignore when God is reaching out to you, but respond to Him. God called out to Samuel. Eli said, "Samuel, when he calls, say, 'Here I am, I'm listening, speak.'" And that's your attitude to God when you want a growing relationship with Him. God, I'm listening, speak to me, and when you do, I'm ready to respond to you. That's how to grow your relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.